Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson declares a bipartisan border bill anticipated to clear the U.S. Senate is still unlikely to progress in the U.S. House. During his inaugural floor speeches, Speaker Johnson accused the Biden administration of attempting to transfer responsibility for the border crisis onto Congress.
There have been more than 7 million encounters with illegal aliens just at our southern border alone.
Despite President Biden expressing willingness to close the U.S.-Mexico border with congressional authorization, Johnson contends that such authority is unnecessary for the president. Interest rates are staying the same for now.
The Federal Reserve has decided to keep interest rates unchanged, citing improved consumer confidence and a deceleration in inflation. Following the announcement, Fed Chair Jerome Powell did express concern about persistently high inflation and acknowledged the uncertain trajectory ahead.
My colleagues and I remain squarely focused on our dual mandate to promote maximum employment and stable prices for the American people. The economy has made good progress toward our dual mandate objectives.
The Federal Reserve aims to reduce inflation to a target of 2%. They are scheduled to meet again in March. I'm John Schaefer.
Former President Trump is considering hiring a new lawyer to appeal the verdict in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. Following a New York City jury's decision to instruct him to pay over $83 million to the writer for defaming her in 2019, when he denied allegations of sexual assault in the 90s, Trump posted on Truth Social he's in the process of selecting a new law firm to represent him. An ongoing exchange of prisoners between Russia and Ukraine is in progress. Officials from both countries have reported the return of over 200 Ukrainian service members in exchange for 195 Russian soldiers. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Israel's military is receiving criticism for its recent strategy aimed at preventing Hamas from utilizing its approximately 350 miles of underground tunnels in Gaza. The approach involves flooding the tunnels with substantial amounts of water. Concerns have been raised regarding potential risk to the nearly 130 hostages still held in Gaza, as well as the potential damage to drinking water and sewage systems. The Golden State is getting hit with back-to-back winter storms. USA's Corey Myers.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says that two atmospheric river storms out of the tropics will head toward the coastal state, bringing massive amounts of rain, snow, and powerful winds. The first storm will bring California several inches of rain, but by Sunday, a second storm will bring colder weather, significant snowfall with winds up to 70 miles per hour.
President Biden set to visit East Palestine Palestine, Ohio for the first time, 1 year after a train transporting hazardous materials derailed and led to air and water contamination. You'll remember it's an election year, of course. The White House announcing Biden will meet with affected residents next month and evaluate the progress of recovery efforts. A recent Newsweek poll showed that just shy of 1 in 5 respondents would be more likely to vote for the candidate that pop singer Taylor Swift endorses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop and hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. We're here live in Las Vegas, Nevada for the 2024 SHOT Show. This is the third largest trade show in Vegas. It's unbelievable. 115 countries are here from all 50, and all 50 states are represented. 13.9, almost 14 million miles of aisles, more than half a marathon. This is unbelievable. So more than 2,500 exhibitors. They say the space can fit up to 547 F-16 fighter jets on the show floor. That's just to give you an idea of just how massive this display here is at SHUT 2024. And, you know, and here with us to talk about one of the topics that people are talking about is the Lake City Army Ammunition Plant. Kevin Stockland, Epoch Times investigative reporter, joins us live now. Kevin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. Oh.
Well, per your investigative report, the Epoch Times, the 20 attorney generals, which is interestingly led by New York Attorney General Letitia James, have asked the Biden administration to stop the sale of 5.56 caliber ammunition to civilians by the Lake City Army Ammunition Plant, which also supplies the U.S. military. Explain to our audience what's going on here, because, you know, it wasn't that long ago that this was approved, you know, in order to, you know, I guess heighten some military readiness, and now some controversy has ended in, and they want to throttle back the sale of ammunition by Lake City Army, Ammunition Plant, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So this is a massive plant in Missouri. It covers almost 4,000 acres. It has about 395 buildings. They manufacture about one-third of the 5,500 ammunition for the market. And they were set up in 1940 by the military with ammunition. As you pointed out, the military is with this plant to come kind of the booming of Jim when they were wartime. And so, you know, to be able to ramp up very quickly, they suggested that this plant sell to the civilians as well. This allows them to keep the production lines up at, you know, full capacity, keep staffing, and keep all of their equipment up to date. And so this has been going on since the 1940s, and now we have 20 state attorney generals that say that they want it to stop. They've asked the Biden administration to change the contracts with this plant so that if they sell to the military, they can no longer sell to the civilian market.
Exactly. And so specifically, what You know, per your investigation, what has triggered these attorney generals to come together and push back against this plant selling, you know, to the public?
Well, the argument that they're making, and the background to this, we know that the left hate the AR-15-style rifles, which use predominantly 5.56 ammo, and they have tried to ban those rifles based on unsuccessful because of various Supreme Court rulings. And so this appears to be an attempt to strangle the market from, again, ammunition to these rifles. And their argument is that this will stop or reduce mass shootings in the United States. They've produced a few anecdotes of very tragic cases of these rifles being used in shootings. But behind all this is the fact that rifles, all rifles altogether, account for only about 4% of all homicides in the state.
Exactly. Well, you know, and that's what I was going to ask you is that, I mean, here they are focused on the AR-15 and this 5.56 caliber ammunition, but it's a, really a lot to do about a minor proportion in terms of, you know, what is actually happening in terms of mass shootings and this caliber of ammo, right?
Yeah, you know, they're calling it a military-grade ammunition because the military uses it. Interestingly, the military also uses 9mm. They use 308, 30.6, 12 gauge. So, you know, why 5.56 is military-grade and the others are not? Question four, if they ban the one, maybe they are looking to ban all the rest as well.
Exactly. Well, you would think because the numbers are higher with handguns versus rifles, right, or an AR?
That does appear to be the next step. I mean, overwhelmingly, gun homicides are committed by handguns. They are not committed by rifles. But the AR-15-style rifle has been figured out as something that the left very much wants to.
Kevin, what's the pushback? You know, are Republican AGs pushing back on this?
You know, I haven't heard anything about that so far. They may get involved in it, but it may be that I'm not sure how the Biden administration is going to respond to this. The fact of the matter is there's demand for this caliber, and if the plants like Lake City can't supply it, I think private industry will step up and supply it outside of military contracts. Mm-hmm. But who will probably suffer the most out of this is the military.
Yeah.
Because readiness to supply ammunition to the military, there were a war to come, is going to be reduced.
Exactly. Well, and this is what, you know, through the natural evolution of doing business to, you know, keep our, you know, the level of military preparedness that is necessary, you know, the public is supporting the cause here. Can't the attorney general see that, or are they just so ideologically fixed against the AR and the, you know, as they would say, the military style rifle, that they cannot discern any logic to this?
Well, I did reach out to the office of Letitia James, the New York attorney general, to ask her these same questions. And I got no response. They didn't want to speak to me. So I unfortunately don't have an answer to what their motivation is.
What did you discover as far as timeline, Kevin? I mean, is this something that, you know, could happen this year, or is this just, you know, one of those election targets because it's an election year?
Well, the proposal is in front of the Biden administration, and it's fairly recent, so I haven't read anything about their response to it or whether they intend to follow this up to either institute a ban or not. We're watching it, and we'll see how this develops. And so at this point, there hasn't been any timeline set or indication whether the Biden administration is going to follow this request or not.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, could this be done by executive order, I take it?
You know, in theory it could. These are military contracts, and the military could rewrite its contracts if it wanted to. It seems a strange thing that the military would want to do for all the reasons that we just talked about, but
right.
It seems like they could.
Mm-hmm. Any word, any comments from the DOD?
Not so far, and, you know, we'll keep on it. We'll keep reaching out and seeing if there's a response, but so far there hasn't been.
Well, Kevin, you know, I appreciate all the great work that you're doing here. In this next segment coming up, you also have done a report on disease X that more and more people are becoming aware of. So I'll look forward to getting into more details in the follow-up segment that'll become up after the break here. So we're talking with Kevin Stocklin. He is an Epoch Times investigative reporter. Kevin, if people want to follow you, how can they do this?
Well, my byline is Kevin Stocklin, and I'm writing for The Epoch Times. So if they just go to TheEpochTimes.com and check my byline, you can see our reports on all this stuff.
Well, you got more from Kevin on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, welcome Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. Just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Kevin Stockland continues with us, the Epoch Times investigative reporter, talking about this mysterious disease X that the WHO, WEF, and other global orgs are preparing us for. You know, it's like everybody's getting groomed these days, Kevin, right?
Yes, Disease X is the latest plan. We don't know what it is or when it's coming, but everybody seems to be preparing for it on the global stage.
Well, you know, it is, after all, it's an election year, and as we know, the pandemic was very instrumental in the election or selection of Joe Biden, however way you want to put it. But he's the reason that Joe Biden is, or that's the reason Joe Biden is president of the United States today.
Cause a tremendous loosening of election integrity laws throughout the country because of the COVID virus. And so we'll see what's in store when we approach this fall.
Well, is Disease X, are they saying it's going to be worse than COVID-19?
Well, they're not saying that it's any particular thing. They don't know what it is. They're just basically saying that we need to gear up and get all our systems ready for the next pandemic. And there's kind of three main areas that they're targeting. One, they're trying to accelerate the production of vaccines so that can be done within 100 days so that they can get drugs injected into people, you know, much faster than they did the last time. They are trying to centralize authority in WHO. There's a big pandemic treaty around that all the nations are going to sign, saying that the WHO will be the central authority now for dealing with pandemics. And then the third thing is they are fighting misinformation globally so that people don't get the wrong ideas.
Kevin, is it your sense that that which we learned in dealing with COVID-19, including the WHO, because I don't know that WHO got anything right, but yet you've got these countries signing onto this agreement, including the United States. Joe Biden is trying to do something in the back room, so to speak, to surrender our country's sovereignty to the WHO, that I don't know if they got anything right whatsoever during COVID-19. So should we trust them with any future pandemic?
This is the problem, that they are trying to centralize all this authority with the WHO, with the World Economic Forum, with various health officials. But the public, there's been a tremendous loss of public trust, not only in the WHO, but also in the CDC and in the health community in general, just because of all the ways that people were misled during the COVID pandemic, the fact that the governments were trying to force them to take this vaccine that they didn't want to take, and it turns out that there have been some risks that were not disclosed to us. So this is all happening at a time of tremendous mistrust against all of these authorities.
Well, as you say, risk, here we are. We're supposed to have, the information. It wasn't given to us. Risks were minimized. But yet the reality is post-vaccination is we've got a lot of complications and also anecdotal testimonials of people saying, I did it my way and, without a vaccine, and I'm okay. I can tell you, I think you and I may have talked about this before. Personally, just as one person, I got COVID early on. It was minor. It was like a very light cold. That was about it. But I had COVID, and Dr. Fauci at the time said, immunity, natural immunity could only last a couple of months. So I thought, okay, well, let me check into this. And so I've been monitoring myself to this day. Now we're 3 years post-COVID, and my immune system is stronger than ever. So there was no depletion whatsoever, and that would be in agreement with what Dr. Fauci had presented. And this is what I'm hearing more and more from people anecdotally is that they've had similar experiences.
Yeah, we're also seeing doctors being censored and scientists being censored. So there have been reports that look at lockdowns, for example, and just talk about how damaging this was to society and to children and everything else. Those reports we are now seeing are not getting published. They're often getting censored. Their authors are being criticized. So it looks like there are really some efforts to control this narrative and rewrite the history of the pandemic in a way that lockdowns were a good thing and that it was appropriate for governments to try to force people to take a vaccine that they didn't want to take. And so, you know, this is the climate that all of this is taking place in.
Well, Kevin, and I know the Epoch Times has been really good at, doing a deeper dive into this and addressing these issues. But, you know, there's only so much you can do. I mean, we've got to educate the people and, continue, with the messaging that puts the pressure on the government, to come together in such a way to take all this information. I mean, when you consider the cumulative intelligence of people in Europe, 340 million people here in America, I would look to the cumulative intelligence as opposed to a small group, a small number of selected elites, especially who have got it wrong consistently.
Yeah, so this is the question, is given the performance during COVID-19, what is the logic in centralizing authority further in organizations that seem to have gotten it wrong?
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, the government says, they label stuff misinformation. So that's kind of like their get-out-of-jail card and excuses everything and reduces any kind of accountability because it's all misinformation. Well, what happens? I mean, is there any liability for these people that push the vaccines and people are being injured and, there's all kinds of complications and things that we should have known about? Because, first of all, going into this, as you know, Kevin, they could not have done the vaccines and or exercise more specifically an authorization, emergency authorization use, because there were, what we know now is there were remedies on the shelf already to deal with COVID-19.
Right, and we saw a lot of government pressure forcing people to take this vaccine regardless of the risk. So we saw, for example, in California, children had to get the vaccine in order to go to school. Well, the risk of COVID to a healthy child is statistically zero. The Biden administration was trying to force people to lose their jobs if they didn't take the vaccine. We even had a country like Austria that was criminalizing refusal to take the vaccine. That was a crime. You could go to jail for that. So, this has kind of been the response from the powers that be, and it's really created a tremendous amount of suspicion among average people.
Exactly. Well, we got a couple of minutes left, and I did want to give you an opportunity to talk about your new documentary, The Shadow State. Tell our audience about that.
Well, it's a look at the ESG industry, and the ESG industry is how the private sector, corporations, have been arm-twisted into going along with the progressive agenda, whether that's global warming or racial equity or abortion rights or gun control. So it's how our money, our investment money, has been used by the fund managers that manage it to control the shareholder vote and force companies to go along with the left-wing agenda.
Is this going to get a wake-up call like DEI that's been moving through America and becoming DIE as opposed to DEI? Because, the reality is the fiduciary responsibility of these entities is to return an investment, and it doesn't seem like ESG is passing the so-what test.
Yeah, correct. And I think 2024 is going to be the year when shareholders say they've had enough. So whether that's Target or Anheuser-Busch or Disney shareholders who've all lost a ton of money because these companies have jumped into political issues, and they are now starting to speak up and say, we want management to explain themselves. And we're going to see a lot more of that in the coming year.
Well, exactly, because, what's the pushback is the natural experience of humanity saying, I'm not interested. I'm not buying what you're selling, right?
Yeah, that absolutely has been going on, and we're going to start seeing more accountability from management for these decisions.
Well, congratulations on the documentary, The Shadow State. How can our audience be exposed to it? How can they see it?
Well, it's free to watch for all Epoch Times subscribers, and you can also go to theshadowstate.com, and you can stream it or buy a DVD.
So it is available on DVD?
Yes.
Kevin Stockland, the investigative reporter for the Epoch Times. Kevin, as always, appreciate the time. Thanks for being with us.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. After a Boeing 737 MAX door blew off early into a flight earlier this month, the FAA has been investigating the company to ensure planes are safe for flight. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with reporters on Wednesday.
What we want to make sure, and what FAA wants to make sure, and it is their top priority.
There were no injuries during the initial blowout, but the entire 737 MAX 9 fleet was grounded pending investigations. 12 suspects were arrested by federal law enforcement officials in a major international drug bust dubbed Operation Dead Hand. United States Attorney Martin Estrada providing details about how the fugitives were able to smuggle drugs through the U.S. and Canada.
Underscores that drug trafficking is a global problem, not a local one.
The bust was carried out through a joint operation by the FBI, Los Angeles Police Department, and other law enforcement agencies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. J. Michael Waller, we're going to call him Mike, is going to be joining us in just a moment to talk about his new book, which is titled Big Intel, How the CIA and FBI Went from Cold War Heroes to Deep State Villains. There it is, you know, that DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion that we see and say is DIE. And it should be because it speaks death. I mean, it does everything, you know, to make things so much more difficult and just regressive. It's just there's really, you know, when you are worried about checking boxes as opposed to merit, it brings everything down to its lowest common denominator. It's inevitable. Mike Waller joins us now. Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill.
I've been looking forward to this because, I think that corporate America, other people are realizing this, but unfortunately, when you've got a deep state operation and the bureaucracy happening, when it gets infected, I mean, it's like a cancer. it metastasizes and, runs rampant within every aspect. Because in this case, you're focusing on the CIA and FBI, and we've been studying the military lately, who has been hard-pressed to win a war for decades. And they've embraced this DEI, philosophy as well.
Right. And so if you can, we can all see what's happening with the military or what's happened with our colleges. The exact same thing has happened with the FBI and the CIA.
And it's no wonder, right? I mean, because it's just, again, this thing is a pandemic of its own its own type, isn't it?
It really is. You can stop it when it begins. You can cure cancer when it's in stage one and stage two. Mm. Maybe you can do in stage three and stage four, but you really let it go too far, and it's uncertain whether you'll be able to make the patient well again. And that's the case right now with the FBI and CIA.
Well, especially if you start injecting, stuff into the patient's system that promotes said disease, as opposed to creating, a true health prescription that will defeat this, right?
Right, right. And even talking about health and pandemic, you have the CIA leadership had offered cash bonuses to its analysts who had concluded that the COVID-19 virus might have come out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology Laboratory, and they were offered bonuses if they would make another conclusion.
Yeah.
So you have it where the leadership of our intelligence community is so dishonest,
yes,
that they will bribe their own personnel to arrive at false conclusions to exculpate the communist Chinese government.
Exactly. Well, it's a pattern, as you say, Mike, that is so deep, because look at what the scientists did. Scientists did the same thing. I mean, Dr. Fauci and the scientific, beholden, the godlike creatures of our country took taxpayers. Well, this is what disgusts me, frankly, is they take taxpayers' money. They get these scientists to write these papers. And these scientists, like anything, will do what you get rewarded for. And so they're always looking for research money and all that kind of stuff. But you've got to write the right paper and write it in such a way if you're going to sustain yourself in that kind of, science business, right? And
right.
Because if you write something adversarial, you're off the payroll. And, so no bueno. So you got to kind of go along to get along to get paid and take advantage of taxpayer dollars, which are quite profuse. And, it's a nice deal if you can suspend your own ethics, I guess.
Right. And this is what wokeness and DEI and everything else forces everybody to do. It forces them to suspend their own ethics, mm-hmm, and even their own common sense. So, I don't know about you, but I get caught up sometimes in calling, say, illegal aliens migrants, because that's the latest word for it.
Right.
But they're not migrants.
Right.
And the same thing as with, you can't say communist China, because that sounds too McCarthyistic. But you can't say Chinese government, because that sounds racist. So how can you combat these things if you can't use the real word?
Well,
it's an intellectual dishonesty that's thrust on all of us, and we end up, buying into it because we're surrounded by it.
Well, and here it is. I mean, you bring up the issue of illegal immigration. Yeah, illegal. Well, you see, the thing is illegal people do what illegal people do. They do illegal things. And then we're surprised and shocked when they go out and kill, steal, and destroy. Because they're just called migrants. And the thing is that really drives me nuts about this, Mike, and I keep bringing this up time and again, is the mainstream media, nobody, Joe Biden, nobody's talking about the fact that when these immigrants come in, I mean, they're not innocent, just, innocent types that are looking to take care of their families back home. Maybe that's the way it started out, which is kind of like the same way when you become a politician. You start out and you say, hey, I'm going to serve my community. I'm here to represent my people. And then you get into the Beltway and you're told on your first day of orientation, forget about that. That's not what it's about. Your number one job is to get reelected. So that ties you and makes you beholden to K Street and all these fundraising people, because on day two after your orientation, you are fundraising for the next election. So everything gets subordinated to the cause du jour, which is to get reelected. Okay? So in the same sense, when you come across the border, you've got the trolls there. The trolls are the cartels. They're not letting anybody cross the border. Anybody. And there might be 1% or 2%. Okay, we'll say 5% of the people. Or maybe they sneak around the cartel some way or another. But the majority of those coming across the border, they are given a bracelet. They're identified for whatever useful purpose that they will be to the cartel, which Mayorkas, in the process of being impeached, rightfully so, didn't even know about these bracelets. I mean, how idiotic is that? So they are beholding, you know, to the cartels, and all that is ignored. How can these people with, you know, this idea of, oh, supposedly they're going to take care of their families. Well, they're forced to take care of their families by doing the cartel's business of sex trafficking and drug running and all the things that are illegal and deleterious to this great American idea and this democratic republic. So they sell out their ethics and their hearts and souls to that cause in order to come to America, which, you know, from the get-go, Mike, they've short-circuited the process of even realizing the full benefit of being a citizen or even being able to operate legally in this country. Does that make sense? I know that went on for a little bit, and I apologize, but it drives me nuts, you know, to your point, is the language has been captured, and we're told to believe something that is totally far away from the truth.
Yeah, and then we end up participating in it unwittingly.
Exactly.
Becoming, well, the same thing, this is all just human nature, too. So anything dealing with people, you're going to have this problem. And so it's no different in the FBI or in the CIA. So in big intel, I try to explain, how did this happen where you have professional intelligence officers, professional intelligence analysts, professional law enforcement and counterintelligence officers? How do they tolerate all this wokeness and allow their institutions to be to become so terminally ill and abusive? Mm-hmm. And it's just as you said with the illegal immigrants or anyone else, they're looking after their jobs, mm-hmm. they're looking after their livelihood, but they're looking after their futures. And if you don't go along, you won't get along.
That's right. Exactly. No promotion for you. I mean, like you said, it's the nature of humanity, you know, to, you know, want to exceed, want to get promoted, do the best you can, and, you know, go to work and enjoy your environment. But the environment itself, you know, the organization will find a way to spit you out if you're not marching, you know, to the right drumbeat, right?
Right. You don't only have to march. You have to believe and you have to participate. It's not a question of just sitting there and doing your job. You have to go along with the wokeness and become woke yourself.
Exactly.
Like the character Winston in Orwell's 1984, you have to believe that 2 + 2 = 5, and you have to love Big Brother.
Exactly.
Big Brother's family now.
Got to go to break. More from Mike Weller after this.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're back with you with Mike Waller. His book, The Big Intel, it's called Big Intel, How the CIA and FBI Went from Cold War Heroes to Deep State Villains. You know, you read this book and you witness this political ideology. It's everywhere. It's so pervasive. You can't hide. You know, we talked about the military. It's in our government. It's in our schools. You know, Mike, I would dare say that probably some parents, when they start to see it raise its ugly head amongst their progeny, they want to just take that child and, you know, send them off somewhere to be reprogrammed.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't want that. You don't want that, that to go into the whole family. But you can't play because it's like, outside of the home, it's out there, right? You can't avoid it.
Yeah. And, you know, the FBI used to go out of its way to recruit, find people like that who believed in traditional values and believed in America and our founding principles and had good Judeo-Christian ethics about them that would make them first-rate, upstanding agents and analysts and technicians and everything. They're not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to at FBI jobs on Twitter, you'll see they're looking for the wokest of the woke.
Oh,
they're recruiting a generation of nutcases.
Yeah, you got to know how to check the boxes. You know. Like I tell people, Mike. You know, this is so obvious. This just cracks me up. As you look at the current Joe Biden administration, it is all about box checking. You know, if you're a guy, you wear a dress, box checked. Boom, you're part of the cabinet. I mean, it's just insane. And, of course, what we realize about diversity, equity, and inclusion, it's about mediocrity. And for me, see, I was raised in such a way to resent mediocrity. I am so self-critical about that. And to be in a situation to be told, okay, you are going to be in an aquarium that is only this size. I want to be in the big aquarium. I'm a big aquarium kind of guy, you know. And so you stuff me into a small aquarium and mediocritize my ambition. It is it's claustrophobic.
Oh, yeah. And look, we're the greatest, most powerful country in the world, but our national security elites no longer believe we are.
Exactly.
They don't believe anymore in American exceptionalism or American founding principles. They don't believe in excellence anymore. They pay this homage to excellence. You know, everything is a center of excellence for this and that. They're really centers of mediocrity. But if you go around the world, go to France, go to Finland, go to Guatemala, you'll find that their intelligence services are first rate for countries of their relative wealth and sizes. Mm-hmm. It's shocking to see. They would never want to recruit the types of people that our FBI and CIA are recruiting now.
Well, exactly. I mean, China's laughing at our military. It's a joke. And it's no wonder that, you know, Russia is emboldened. China, you know, takes over the South Sea. And our wimpy military, you know, is backing off. I mean, in the same way that they saw what was happening in the Ukraine, right? I mean, for a year, Russia was, you know, was putting all the elements together to attack Ukraine. I mean, any military person worth anything, worth his salt, could see. Whoa, there's trouble here in River City. They're not coming over here just to have a weenie roast. This is all being systematically set up in such a way to where they could invade. And so they held off, and of course now it becomes more complex and more expensive.
Oh, yeah. And what was the CIA telling our leaders at the time? That Russia was going to invade and conquer Kiev between 1 and 3 days into the invasion.
Right.
Yeah. That was our best intelligence analysis with
exactly.
A totally false thing, which was just picked up from the traffic of the Russians talking to themselves. And they're such a corrupt system over there that everybody lies to their superiors. So the superior can lie to Putin. And then Putin makes dumb decisions because everyone is lying to him because they're afraid to tell him the truth. They were in no shape to do it. So we picked that up and we call that intelligence.
I know exactly.
All that. This is the way to advise our leaders to make wise decisions.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and look at China. China's no better off. And in a sense, you know, DEI, the way it's become so pervasive, and it is in a sense like a pandemic of its own. Yes, there's some highlights and, you know, some countries individually. I think there's an awakening that's taking place, you know, with the election of the new president there in Argentina, for example, who, you know, bravely went to Davos and, kind of laid it out for them, right? I mean, it's like, hey, look at this is what happened to our country. And when we believed in free enterprise and intelligence of the masses, it did really well. We were robust. And then all of a sudden we got into this collectivism concept of what you guys are trying to sell to the world. And we've been in misery for the last 100+ years. And so we're turning that around. And there's new hope for, you know, Argentina.
There is, and for the rest of the region, if they let him live or if they let him govern, I think they're going to do everything they can to just do him in like they did with President Bolsonaro in Brazil and other people who weren't quite as colorful as President Milei of Argentina, but they were still good folks who wanted to turn things around.
Right.
Because he wants to chop out all these useless government jobs and all these useless government contracts and have a system that's not built on graft and grift. And that's really what's happened also to the American intelligence community. It is so built on graft and grift.
Exactly.
Where mediocrity is rewarded. Mm-hmm. You don't take risks. You don't speak your mind anymore. And you go along with whatever untruths that you're told to accept.
Yeah.
One of the things in Big Intel, I got a hold of a 56-page FBI training presentation about the proper use of pronouns and the embrace of genderqueer theory among all FBI personnel. And then if you don't go along with it, you get three strikes.
Yeah.
If you mispronounce somebody the first time, it's okay. You're new. You're a straight white guy. You're probably a boomer. We'll let it happen one more time. Mm-hmm. Third time, it's a sign against you because now it's a hostile. You're contributing to a hostile work environment.
Right. Yeah, and this is what's being promoted. I mean, you talk about, a hostile work environment that has been promoted because of, of gender sensitivity, pronoun sensitivity in that. I mean, there are some offices, because now, today's kids coming out of college, they want to insist on, as part of their curriculum vitae to include their pronouns, their pronoun preference. Well, there's some businesses that look at that and say, no, I don't think so. I don't want that in my culture. I'm trying to protect this as long as I can. But again, it's so pervasive and the level of mediocrity that's promoting is so disgusting. It's so anti-American. It's crazy. It's kind of like, in a sense, this was comical, Mike. I don't know if you heard about this, was that, the Chinese go to fire off some missiles and they couldn't fire them off because, the DEI specialists there within the, even in the communist Chinese government, took out the fuel elements and filled the missiles with water.
Right, I heard that.
I mean, that's like, remember when we were kids, we used to jettison those little torpedo things, and we would fill them with water, right? And we would just put so much pressure on it that, we would send them up. They'd go up about maybe 10, 12, 15 feet or something. So,
yeah.
I don't know. But these guys,
with a nuclear warhead on it now.
Exactly. I mean, it's like, this is crazy. But, let me ask you this. Okay. CIA, FBI, I mean, all these institutions, they have their mission to do. And here it is. They're off track, military same way. They're so pronoun sensitive and everything. And so often, when we talk of the CIA and FBI, we put our hand over our heart and we exclaim, well, that's just Christopher Wray. He's at the top. It matters so little. The suits up there on the seventh floor, they really, they're kind of in their own world. But, 90% of the FBI and CIA, those are good people. They're okay. How are they not affected, Mike?
Oh, they're all affected. The good ones are demoralized.
Exactly.
They're quitting even before they've been there long enough to collect their, to earn their retirement.
Imagine.
And some are quitting after they've earned their retirement, but at a great sacrifice because the levels won't be the way they would be if they just stuck with it. And then you have good people who are staying inside because they think, I have to stay on duty. Because
right.
If I don't stay on duty, some lunatic is going to take my place. And others are thinking, hey, I have a family. My whole life is working within the FBI or the CIA. I've got my clearances to keep. I can't risk my job and risk my living standard in an expensive middle-class Washington, D.C. area.
Exactly.
So I'm just going to go along to get along. And then others are saying, well, I'm so close to retirement now. I've just got a few more years. I can't jeopardize the rest of my life because these nuts are running the show. I'm just going to keep my head down. So then you have the whole bureaucracy then going along, even unwillingly going along with all of this. And then, of course, some willingly go along because now they have pressure from family and popular culture and everything else and pressure from the inside. But these indoctrination sessions that are happening with inside the State Department and the FBI now, it's not enough to go along. You must affirm. It's like, gender-affirming health care. We all know what that really is. So you must affirm this. It's not just tolerate it. It's not just be polite to your colleagues. It's affirm this and promote it. The CIA says everyone has to be an agent of change.
Exactly. Yeah, it kind of reminds me when Saddam Hussein took over Iraq, right? And they had all the people there, and the ones that weren't affirming, they were taking in the back, and you'd hear gunshots, and they were just killing off these people that wouldn't participate. And so they're forcing the rest of everybody to make sure that not only are they, you've got to be body and soul committed to this ideology. This is incredible. Mike Waller, Big Intel, how the CIA, FBI went from Cold War heroes to deep state villains.
No idea. It would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com. As